你好，我说英文，希望你们不介意。Anyways, I remember when I was young and very, very immature. I'm still labeled as immature, but thanks to God, I'm not nearly as immature as I was when I was 7. I remember using the church's stuff and running around and being just a plain nuisance to everybody. Not a week went by when I wasn't scolded by an adult.
他说他特别的不成熟，他现在，但是跟以前比，他已经成熟很多了。
I've had many experiences that brought me closer to God. Every time we got lost in a water park, ski resort, a mall, or even Stop and Shop brought me closer to God.
因为他老是毛手毛脚，所以他每次如果在哪儿丢了或者找不着路了，他都觉得其实他跟神更进一步了。
I guess the first experience to help me understand the power of prayer and Jesus' love was on my 10th birthday.
他第一次认识到祷告有多么重要，是在他10岁生日的时候。
I was in China at that time.
那时候他在中国。
And my family decided that they would celebrate my double-digit birthday by going to a nice water park in Shanghai.
所以他的家人呢，决定带他去一个特别大的水上乐园，庆祝他这个2位数的生日。
It was great and all, but somehow I got separated by my friend and my family.
但是他突然就找不着他家人了，就在那儿丢了。
As I searched for some security people, I prayed to God. I knew, and everybody else knows, that my Chinese is borderline of not fluent to pretty bad.
所以他就开始祷告，因为大家都知道说他的中文很差。
After I prayed, I immediately spotted security officer and somehow managed to tell him that I was lost.
他一祷告，他就突然看到有一个保安在那儿，然后呢，他竟然就过去能用中文跟那个保安说他丢了。
I didn't know how to say that. I still don't know how to say that.
但是他今天都不知道他当时是怎么说的，他现在中文也说不出那几句话来。
I asked him where a lost kid should go, and he pointed me to the right direction.
他就问他说，如果小孩丢了去哪儿等家长呢？那些人就带他去了。
I felt really calm for a new 10-year-old that just got lost in a very populated location, in a very populated city, in a very populated country.
他在这么一个大城市，这么一个繁华的地方丢了以后呢，竟然能够保持如此的冷静。
So, I prayed a bit when I was at the information center, and my parents found me.
所以他在那个等家长的时候呢，他也继续祷告，然后他父母就找到他了。
Thanks to God, I'm not lost.
他感谢主，他没有丢掉。
Another time I experienced God's love, when I was skiing 2 years ago.
还有一次呢，他2年前去滑雪。
My friend Oscar and my family was riding a poem up the mountain.
他和他的朋友和他的家人一起坐那个缆车到山顶上。
The poem was a really low ski lift where your feet touch the ground, you sit down, and it pulls you up the mountain.
那个缆车很低，他就要坐上去，然后就被拉上去。
Almost everybody in my family and Oscar fell off.
好，每个人都从那缆车上就掉下去了。
As I passed him, I told him to meet me down by the Poma's entrance.
但是他就一直到山顶上去，然后他路过那些人的时候，他就跟他们说：“你们等着我，我一会儿下来。”
As I skied down, I could not see him anywhere around.
但是他滑雪下来的时候，他看不到任何人。
I waited by the fence, away from the middle, so I would not get run over.
所以他就在中间一个地方想站下来等一等。
Suddenly, I felt an impact on my side, but I cannot process it until minutes later.
但是突然他就觉得，突然有人就是撞了他一下。
Next thing I know, I was lying on my back with my eyes closed, unable to move very much.
但是下面呢，他就知道说他就是被人家撞了以后，他就醒了。
I was saying help, but my voice sounded distant to even my own ears.
但是他醒来的时候呢，他自己说话的声音都显得非常遥远。
Of course, I somehow managed to pray.
他就。当然了，他要去祷告了。
Yeah. About a minute later, ski patrols are helping me up, while I heard other people say, "Wow, he was a big person too. I can't believe he knocked into this kid, stood up, and skied away."
他祷告了以后呢，就有那些人就过来救他，然后他就听到旁边有人说，刚才撞他那个人是个很就是块头很大的一个大人。
It says in Psalms 142, verse 5-6, "I cry to you, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of living."
所以他就想到了诗篇142篇，就是说，我向神呼求，神是我的避难所。
Listen to my cry, for I am desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me.
听我的祷告，救我脱离困境。
For they are too strong for me.
救我脱离敌人的手，因为他们是太强大了。
Being that clumsy, bullied, easy to get lost, and easily distracted kid, that verse will really help me.
他是一个很笨手笨脚的一个小孩，而且经常受欺负，但是神就是经常帮助他。
Thank you, God, and 谢谢。